from Monday, we got information that the weather is going to be very bad. And indeed, it is very bad. And then for the road users, especially motorists, already we have had some teething problems in our roads. And we are urging our motorists to be extra careful in terms of taking extra care when driving in our roads and on these rainy days, especially those that are driving long distances, because we were told that from yesterday there was going to be a kind of storm, and the weather was very windy and wet. And therefore, to avoid crashes, we would like to appeal to motorists to be extra careful in driving in our roads. So, and in terms of the lockdown alert level 1, we are still urging people to abide with the regulations, because firstly you are allowed to use to drive after a certain hours that the lockdown is being applied. People are duty bound to get permits. If you are going to drive after 10 in the evening, at least the next morning, please, you must make sure that you have a permit and the reason for your traveling at that particular time. Again, I know that the body stores are still open, the liquor outlets are open, those that are allowed to sell liquor at a particular time. We are urging people not to abuse the alcohol when driving.
MC Becky and Sudi, I'm glad you brought up lockdown level 1, because what I wanted to say to you is, you know, we are in lockdown level 1 with curfews. Now, what is Metro or KZN Transport doing to ensure that drivers are not traveling without a permit between midnight and 4 a.m., as well as the usual problem that has always been there with the irresponsible drivers that are drinking and driving? It seems to me that there are so many irresponsible motorists who don't understand the law or rules and regulations of lockdown level 1. What are the consequences for these irresponsible drivers who are the reason for so many fatalities in recent times?
Firstly, we are still sitting as integrated law enforcement agencies in the province. At jobs and as and when we are required to meet in terms of planning to clamp down those that are not abiding with the law and the regulations of the lockdown. So we are making sure that people over 24 hours and law enforcement agencies are on our roads in all the corners of the province. So people should not think that because it is midnight, there will be no policing in our roads. They must also know that if any person is found that is breaking, or she or he is breaking the law, the law will take its course. So we are warning any citizen of KZN or any person that is coming from outside KZN that KZN is still a no-nonsense province, and people must know their story when they come to KZN, because we are a law-abiding citizens in KZN, so we want people to behave as such.